Energy Australia is here to help power your business through these tough times with tailored advice and support from their dedicated team of Australia-based business energy specialists. Call Energy Australia today on 133 878.
Right, let's talk about JobKeeper, the massive $130 billion wage subsidy scheme, which might not cost that much anymore. I'll mention that in just a moment. But we've been speaking about this one for weeks. Now, at first, I was really impressed by the sheer scale of the scheme. But as time's gone on and we've heard from you, we've had emails and calls, it's clear there have been some really big problems in the implementation of JobKeeper. The pure confusion over eligibility, who can participate, the massive problem with back pay and bridging finance, crippled businesses somehow expected to give half their staff a pay rise in a lot of instances. And now we've finally got across all of that detail and payments have started to flow. Well, the government's now leaving the door open to cutting down or maybe redesigning the scheme, maybe limiting it to harder hit industries. I did have a little bit of a laugh at one headline I saw today comparing JobKeeper to Weekend at Bernie's, because JobKeeper is propping up dead businesses. And then there's a myriad of industrial relations problems that this has caused. Complaints to Fair Work, I see, have exploded by 65% compared to this time last year. So 65% more. Claims of unfair dismissal, illegal pay cuts, a heap of issues. Jordi Poa is one of Australia's most well-known workplace relations lawyers. He's the principal at People and Culture Strategies. Joydeep, good evening. Welcome to Money News.
Thanks, Brooke. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I've chatted to you over many years and I know you're used to thorny subject matter, but how would you rate JobKeeper and the COVID-19 impact as a minefield when it comes to workplace relations?
Well, it certainly has been a minefield. I think JobKeeper was probably third or fourth chapter in the saga since all of this started. And initially for employers, it was a question of what do I do in these circumstances? Can I stand people down? Can I force them to take annual leave? Can I cut their pay? There were all of those things that employers had to grapple with. And then JobKeeper, of course, was there and is designed to help employers avoid having to make those really difficult decisions in terms of letting people go. But then it created this massive infrastructure, which understandably has caused a lot of confusion for employers and a lot of administrative hassle as well for them, albeit that it's very well intentioned.
And now we have the potential, we're starting to see the reopening of the economy and the three stages set out. What's the tone of discussions you're having with clients?
Yeah, I think it's one of overwhelming uncertainty at the moment, because what's happened is that a lot of organisations have, in accordance with the directions or the guidance, have their workforces work from home. That's taken a lot of adjustment. That's had a significant consequence both for individuals and for those organisations. And probably while for many people it's a welcome relief that they're getting to bring their people back, the uncertainty arises from, well, if I don't actually have the same work levels that I had for these people before I sent them off to work from home, which I didn't really have much choice in the matter in terms of doing, what are they going to do when they come back? And yes, JobKeeper helps me pay them up to a point, but there's a lot more troubling concerns for organisations in terms of their businesses and their survival.
You've got that questions around the traps like, well, can I refuse stuff that my boss says? Can I say no to the boss about things like returning to the office and doing tasks I don't normally do? All of those, it just speaks to the tension between the employer and employee, which is going to be really obvious, I think, in coming months.
It is. And I think it's a time when organisations and employees do need to be very, very careful that the events of the last 6 weeks have had a huge impact, and I'm sure they're going to continue to have a huge impact. And as organisations start to bring their employees and staff back into the workplace, there's a lot of bosses who are going to be thinking, well, people should have treated the last however many weeks as a holiday because they've been getting to work from home. But it has not been that for many people. And for a lot of people, it's been a time of extraordinary stress. And they will bring that back to their workplaces. And organisations and leaders need to really manage that carefully. And they'll have their own pressures in terms of that business uncertainty that I spoke about. And it's going to be a very difficult time. So when you talk about the claims to Fair Work for unfair dismissal and other things that have increased, I think we can just expect more of the same in upcoming months.
Yeah, I think it was the ANZ boss talking about the mental toll that COVID-19 has been taking, and as it wears off, the fatigue almost, the fact that we might hit a wall is something that, is it up to the employers to deal with that?
Well, I think employers certainly need to be aware of managing their mental health of their workforces. Everyone's obviously got to take responsibility for that at an individual level, but employers have to tread carefully because the uncertainty is there for everyone, the stress and impact of all of this change. And I think the worst thing is, while things are easing, and that's great, and understandably there's a little bit more positivity in the air, it's not back to normal, and no one is actually giving any idea of what normal will ever be like and when we will get there. So all of that's going to make its way into workplaces, and there will be a lot of tension and a lot of anxiety and stress for a lot of people.
Joydeep Hoare, Principal at People and Culture Strategies. Thanks for joining Money News again, Joydeep.
Pleasure, Brooke. Thanks.
Manage your trading with CMC Markets. With over 30 years' experience, superior technology, and a dedicated support team available whenever the markets are open, you can be confident you're with one of Australia's most trusted providers. Plus, access a range of free trading education tools, including webinars, ebooks, podcasts, and more. Discover, educate, and inform yourself. Let CMC Markets help you to realise your full potential. To find out more, search cmcmarkets.com. That's cmcmarkets.com.